We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, we'll get back to the phones in a second. Ike, there's this Michael Bennett video that's tweeted out by some account where Bennett is walking off the field yesterday by himself, and this cameraman's kind of just like sitting there, and he's got him isolated walking off the field, and Bennett turns around. He didn't lay his hands on him at all, did he?
No.
But he was pointing at him, and he was yelling at him, more or less, get that camera out of my face, and he kind of shouted him down, and the dude wisely kind of backed up and walked away.
What?
He's a crazy man.
Now, Michael Bennett wisely went on and kept walking.
No, you're right.
Like, yeah, that's a no-win situation there.
No. No, I mean, you more or less just have to deal with the guy. I mean, yeah. He's on the field for a reason.
Yeah, to film you.
Yeah, to film you doing it. You may not like it, and he didn't like it, but the difference was.
Just walk to the locker room, man. You don't even need to stop and talk to him.
Yeah, but that shows you he's got that next level craziness.
Yeah.
You need guys like that on your team, man. I like it.
As long as you can control it.
Yeah, just don't hit him. He didn't, which was good. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have Jason in Allentown was actually in New Orleans. What's up, Jay?
Hello.
Hello, Jason.
Take y'all speaker.
What's
all right,
up, Jason?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Just hi, Jason.
You're on the matter, depressed fan, and you know how things went at the game. I think I'm more depressed than mad, just the being too tired and stuff, you know. But just talking about the momentum of the game, you know how things went there. It was, you know, we had this game, and then it came down to the end, you know, with a drop ball, and that's why I'm more depressed than mad. But you know. How come our guys can't stay healthy? You see the momentum change every single injury, and then the defense starts sucking, and the offense starts playing bad.
Hey, man, what you been doing today, Jason?
Yo, I just got...
Are you still feeling? Did something happen over the weekend? You sound like you're still in New Orleans,
Jason.
Yeah,
are you still down there?
That was a long weekend.
I had to get up 3 in the morning to catch the plane back to Newark, you know?
All right.
Oh, you're tired.
Yeah.
All right.
Wish I could have stayed longer.
You getting any trouble over the weekend? You all right?
No. We didn't want no problems there. I ain't trying to stay there for an extended stay.
It was fun, though? You had a good time?
Oh, it was a real good time. The fans treated us pretty good. Had to listen to Who That Crap the whole time.
Yeah, I bet. All right, Jay, appreciate it, man.
Woo!
Yeah, it's so bad it's good, but watching local TV coverage, not NBC Sports Philadelphia, but I got a chance to see, I think, Action News a couple times down there, live on the scene. A sports person isn't down there. It's like what, just a regular general assignment reporter on Bourbon Street. Yeah, and the typical predictable package that they put that's on
man.
The news.
Was my boy Johnny Airport down there.
He was down there enjoying
himself.
He was
on Bourbon Street.
Yeah. Yeah, they had I forget her name from Channel 6, but it's like, you know, they'll do the different interviews that are in the package. Well, oh, yeah, the Birds are definitely going to win. Yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl again. You know, everybody's having fun, doing Eagle chants and everything. And then they come back live, and there's like 20 people behind her going, aah!
There was one where they said the key to the game was going to be the Eagles fans at the Superdome.
What?
Like the Eagles fans at the Superdome were going to be so loud that they were going to drown out the Saints fans.
Absolutely.
No, that wasn't
500 against 69,000, right? Well, how many Eagles fans were down there, do you think? A couple grand?
Probably a couple thousand,
yeah. Yeah, you couldn't hear them.
Well, you knew that wasn't going to happen.
No, not down there.
In the Superdome. But, you know, I actually thought the game, the Eagles came out fast. They really took the crowd out of the game. That first quarter, that crowd didn't know what the hell hit the Saints.
They were on their heels, the Saints, big time. And you knew it wasn't going to be that easy.
That wasn't going to last, and you knew they would settle down. But you're right, though. Those two sort of – if Brandon could sort of fall on that ball. Chip Kelly – there's only a couple things I remember from Chip Kelly. I'll tell you one of them. You know, Chip Kelly and I used to do that whole Kellistrator thing, right? The Kellistrator. The thing I do with the Eagles now.
Yeah.
But it was called the actual Kellistrator then when he's sitting there talking.
I'm sure he was a barrel of laughs.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. He was a blast. He was a blast, right? So he used to have this saying for fumbles. He would call them city fumbles or country fumbles. So what he meant by that is the city fumble is there's traffic, right?
Get down on it.
Yeah, because there's bodies around. Fall on it. Country, you know, suburbs, a lot of open space. You can scoop that up and score. That was a city fumble. Brandon probably needed to just
fall on it.
Just fall on it.
Well,
and he knows that.
It was, but I mean, it was like literally right there. I think he was almost shocked that
it hit him right in the stomach.
Yeah,
but you almost got to just go to the ground.
Go down.
Him. Yeah.
See, the problem is he's just athletic enough where he can make a play. Right, yes. Right.
Oh, we all think that. Like, yeah, scoop and score.
Well, I mean, if that's Nada, I don't think he's doing anything. He's getting down on it. No, but you're right. It's a big play, so they would have gotten the ball to 30, the Saints 30, if that happens. Instead, I remember it's like, yeah, it's going to get overturned. So then it's like, well, it's a punt. Because it's a terrible call in the field that he had possession of it.
He didn't have any possession of it.
So then it's like, all right, well, still going to punt it. So the Eagles, they punt, and they're actually driving 14-0. At this point, I'm thinking, Jesus, even with a field goal right here, you're up 17-0.
Any points.
And then Nick, he had Zach on it too. Bad underthrow. Interception. Saints get a first down. Then the Eagles stop them. Fake punt.
Yep.
Convert. And then they drive for a touchdown 14-7. And the game was never the same.
It was never the same after that.
Damn,
never
man.
After that.
Damn. Let's go to Rick, North Philly. Hi, Rick. Hello, Rick. No Rick. Try Klee in Trenton. Hi, Klee.
Klee.
Yo. What's up, man? I ain't call y'all throughout our whole run because I didn't want to spoil our momentum.
I was waiting for you, Klee. We were waiting.
But, I got points, man. First of all, congratulations to the Saints, man. They really controlled the time of possession after we scored those first points, first 14 points in the fourth quarter. I think they went on like a drive that was like 18 plays or something like that, some ridiculous amount of plays. And our defense couldn't seem to get off of the field enough to help ourselves, man. But here's something I want y'all guys to realize, too. Nick Foles has two playoff losses in his career, and both of them are at New Orleans to Sean Payton and Drew Brees.
One was at home. One was home, but both are to the Saints. You're right.
Yeah, to the Saints. So,
yep.
His kryptonite. Superman has kryptonite. But one point that I really want to say, man, we shouldn't have been the sixth seed. I feel as if we should not have been the sixth seed all year because I'm going back to what I said earlier. Had we had been able to win those close games, I think that we would have won those close games with better quarterback play. We would have had a higher seed, and it's harder. Ike, you know this. It's hard to go on the road and win in the playoffs,
man.
And that building, that building was crazy. You could see the confusion at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Defensive players didn't know their assignments, couldn't hear.
Yeah, you're right.
It was bad. So you know, it just didn't work our way, man. But if I'm moving forward with this team, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm moving forward with the proven commodity, and that's Nick Foles, man, the proven commodity.
I think it's not going to happen,
but hey, listen, Josh Freeman, Tony Romo, and Derek Carr all had MVP caliber seasons, so quarterbacks are known to have those 1, 2, 3 great seasons, and then they fall off. So I just hope that don't happen with Wentz. If we're moving forward, I hope he could sustain a level of greatness. If not, that'll be a decision that's going to come back to haunt the Eagles.
Maybe. I'm going for it with Carson. I'm excited. Like you said, I'm excited to get him a full offseason and more help here on offense, protect him. Hopefully he's learned a lot from this year, both mentally and physically, and stuff in the game or whatever. No, do I have more questions about Carson Wentz at the end of this year than I did before? Yeah, I do, but I still feel good about.
Now you know what it is, you guys have just forgotten. That's all, because you didn't have all these questions last year. So Nick went on that run, and I get it, and I get why what Carson did can be lost on everyone. I get it, but I don't have any questions about what Carson Wentz looks like when he's healthy. I don't. When he's healthy, Carson Wentz is a very good quarterback. Just like when Peyton Manning got healthy, he won the MVP. Andrew Luck got healthy, threw 39 touchdowns, has his team back in the playoffs. Either you got it or you don't. Simple for me. Those guys who got injured and never was the same or what have you, like an RG3, guess what? He never had it.
Yeah, I agree.
Never had it.
He's not an RG3.
Exactly.
He's not an RG3. He's going to have to, and I know he spoke.
RG3's best year was 20 touchdown passes.
Yeah, he peaked in his
rookie year.
Midway through his rookie year, you're right. He did. I feel good with the Eagles going forward. I do. I look forward to seeing what Carson does next year. But listen, he's got a lot to prove next year.
You just need to get through the season. Now we're going. See, this is what you guys are ready to do for the rest of his career, and he gets it, and I get it. But I have no concerns. I have no concerns. He has no more pressure on him than any other star in this town. Any other star player that has pressure, Joel Embiid, Carson Wentz, when you're the best player on the team, you got to deliver a title. We know he wasn't on the field when they won the Super Bowl last year. He's going to be reminded of that the rest of his career until he wins the Super Bowl. We all get it.
He's the most pressure of anybody.
We get it.
He definitely is the most pressure of anybody just because it's a football town and he's the quarterback. It's the most pressure-filled position ever.
It's okay. He's built for it.
Okay, good. I hope so.
He's built for it.
Let me get Adam in here.
We don't have a choice.
Adam in Parkersburg, Pennsylvania. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What up, Adam?
Hey, I just want to say I'm agreeing with John Marks and being upset with Doug and going for getting that play on that 2nd and 10 before the 2-minute warning. It makes no sense to me and why you would sit there and try and go for the play when you're going to sit there, you're going to try and score and give them so much time back on the clock to come and score the field down. The way Drew was playing in the second half, I thought that was stupid in my mind. Another thing I want to take out of it is Nick Foles, man, he was off big time yesterday. You can tell in his technique when he was going for the deep ball, he wasn't stepping into his throws or anything like that. It was just off. It looked like it was just coming straight out of the shoulder. Do you guys agree with me on that?
He's bad.
Yeah.
He was bad outside of the first couple minutes of the game.
Yeah, I think what you saw from Nick is what you saw. He didn't have a running game. He didn't have a running game. And I think, you know, when you're putting the ball down the field as much as he was yesterday, you're going up against a better defense. You're on the road. And the biggest thing with Nick is always going to be that he doesn't necessarily have the ability to make plays when there's nothing there.
Right.
So he can't run and make something happen. He can't extend plays. He can't do those special things.
That's what they needed yesterday.
And that's sort of what you needed. That's what you needed.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right, because when the arm's not working, you can do things. You can move change. You can make plays in other ways, and Nick wasn't able to do that. But somehow he actually had a chance in the last 3 minutes of the game to drive down, and unfortunately Alshon couldn't make the catch. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's. There'll be no player show tonight with Brandon Graham.
Nope.
There'll be no players lounge with Ike and Lane or Corey.
Nope.
And Barrett Brooks. There will just be the offseason.
It will be. Should be a fun offseason, man. You guys ought to be excited. I know Howie Roseman's excited for this offseason.
He's got a lot of work to do, right?
Yeah, man. But he likes that, though. He likes being able to shake and move and move up and down the draft. And, like that's what he lives for, man.
He's got some work to do.
Yeah, that's what he lives for. And this team, we got to realize, this team just went to the playoffs back-to-back and won playoff games.
Yep.
It's a good football team. Good football team moving forward. Keep retooling.
Marks and Reese, your reaction from yesterday, warm and fuzzy like most Eagles fans, or you're still kind of ticked off about a game that could have been won by the Eagles? 888-729-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.